understandable to modern science. We okay? Okay. This is the National Council of Jewish Women Oral History Project, and it's May 19th, 1986. And this is Dr. and Mrs. Goldzer interviewing Arthur Nelcom. Arthur, will you please tell me your address?
5644 Marlboro Road.
What city?
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
And your telephone number?
521-3727.
And when were you born?
December 27th, 1917.
And would you spell your name for me?
N, like in Nancy, N-E-L-K-I-N.
Thanks a lot. Okay, now what we're going to do is shut it off and just listen to see if we're...
If you're on.
Okay, now the way we usually start, Art, is we ask you that this is really hard to remember as far back as you can and start telling me about your mother, your father, your siblings, about anything you can remember way, way back.
Oh, my. let's see, I guess I was born in a small city in Upper State, New York, Gloversville, and I had two sisters, one older, one younger. My dad was a glove cutter, and at an early period in his life, and then he did many things. He was a tile setter. He was a union official. He was a milk delivery man. Played semi-pro baseball. My mother was housewife and pretty much took care of all the house chores. We lived through the Depression that had some pretty hard times. We went my dad went from job to job trying to make a living during the Depression. And I guess I went to about 16 different public schools until the seventh grade. I remember my mother had to go to the school, to each school, because they would, each school thought they had a better school and they'd set you back a half a grade until they found out what you knew. I don't know just the kind of history you're looking for here.
How did your father happen to get to Gloversville? And were his family from there? And where did they come from? And how did your father happen to meet your mother? And where was she from?
they were both from Europe. I think that I'm not too clear on details, but I think that that when they were in Europe, they worked in tanneries, and Gloversville had the tanneries, and I believe that's the way the family got to Gloversville.
Your father married him, came to
no. I don't know.
We can get back to that.
We can get back to that.
They were not married when they came to the United States. They
They met. Well, how about, was Gloversville where they made a lot of gloves?
Yes, yeah, yeah. That used to be the glove center of the world.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Where's Gloversville?
It's near in upper New York State, about 50 miles northwest of Albany.
Mm-hmm. It's up near Nyack.
It's quite a bit north of that, but about 150 miles north of Nyack.
Is it up near the falls? Saratoga Springs?
Yeah, it's pretty closer to that than Nyack.
Now, did you indicate how your father met your mother?
My mother roomed in my dad's house.
That was so prevalent at that time.
Yeah, she came here she was by herself, her mother and dad, and died in Russia. Well, she never knew what happened to her dad, actually.
And you had two sisters, one older and one younger, and that was just the. Were there other members of your father's family, brothers or sisters,
yes,
that came to Gloversville too?
Yeah, yeah. We had I had an aunt, two aunts, and their families.
Did they have family here when they came?
No,
they didn't come because members of the family. They came because of the tanneries and such. They came to Gloversville. And they were like first generation came to America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about anything we don't get, because when we come back next time, we go back and you can fill in. Because everybody, no one even remembers. And so they ought to do these interviews when we're 16 and we still know what's going on. Father and mother settled there, and you were all born in America, Gloversville.
Yes.
Now, what happened with all these public schools you went to and all? Did you have a hard time? Or?
No, not particularly. I'd have a easy time for a few weeks when they put me back, and then I'd have to do some catching up.
Now you were too smart for the grade they put you on. Now tell me, you were making a lot of changes in the schools. Was this in Gloversville?
No.
Or were these in little towns near Gloversville?
No. Let's see. From Gloversville, we moved to Brooklyn. I guess we moved first to Newark, New Jersey. Then Brooklyn. Then we came to Pittsburgh for a couple of years, and moved back to Brooklyn, and then to Newark, and back to Gloversville.
The circle. Why did you come to Pittsburgh?
My dad had some cousins here who were in the tire business, Penn Tire Company, the Drosnitz family, and he came to work for them. In the business, and also he went out on the road for them as a salesman.
How old were you at that time?
Let's see, I was 12. 29.
And how did you happen to come back to Pittsburgh to settle? And when was that? Tell us something about that.
I knew I wanted to be in physics, and I came to Carnegie Tech at the time, 1936.
Where did you graduate from?
Physics and Carnegie Tech.
But no, where did you, had you gone to school, or where did you graduate?
I graduated from high school in Gloversville.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they have high school reunions?
Yes, I was to my 50th last year.
Oh my. Yeah. Good town? Interesting town?
Yeah, it's a
gazebo
town.
In the middle?
It's a dead town, unfortunately.
No one's wearing gloves. No one's wearing gloves.
They are, but they're not wearing them from Gloversville anymore.
From Taiwan, huh? It's too bad. Can you remember any of the religious or cultural things about your home? Did they play music, or did you go to Sunday school, or what was that emphasis.
Yeah, I went to a Hebrew school, and it was bar mitzvah. And my mother used to sing Jewish songs as she worked. It wasn't, she kept kosher, but it wasn't a strictly kosher type of thing. Although, I guess, for a while it was, when my grandmother lived with us for a while.
Well, how did your grandma get here?
I think they, as far as I know, they all got here pretty much at the same time.
Was she, you said they got here all pretty much at the same time. Did your father have brothers or sisters that came here?
Yes. Yeah.
Did they all settle in Gloversville?
I think they all did originally, and they scattered out. They, let's see, Sarah, my Aunt Anna, and my Uncle Morris, all. I'm pretty sure they were all there originally. My Uncle Morris then left, but he was the first one to leave Gloversville. And he was in, never in Brooklyn.
Was your father's side?
Yes. My mother had no siblings and no parents.
So. Oh, and this was your father's mother that came to live with you?
Yes.
Was your grandfather, did he live in Gloversville?
I don't really remember much of my grandfather. I think he died when I was fairly young.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't recall too much.
Do you remember anything about your grandmother, any clues, or what she did or what she didn't do?
She was fairly demanding, I remember.
In what way?
I guess but she wanted things done her way, the generational gap type of thing, where my mother wanted to do things her way, and my grandmother wanted things done her way. She's a fairly demanding person.
Hard on your mother, or you?
Hard on my mother.
Mm-hmm. Did you have like Shabbos or like candles? Or
yeah, that? Yes. Mm-hmm.
You remember anything about the high holidays or the Seder?
Just the high holidays. And my dad wasn't too religious. My mother went to shul all the time. Mm-hmm.
Is there a big Jewish community in Gloversville?
Not a big one. They had a
couple of shuls.
They had a Orthodox and a Reform group. And right now they just, it changed since I've been there.
Were you affiliated with the Orthodox or
the Orthodox?
You were with the Orthodox.
Was your grandmother a disciplinarian or your father or anything? Do you remember anything about that? Or?
No, I don't think my grandmother interfered too much with our upbringing. I think my mother was the one who took care of us pretty much. Mm-hmm.
You said your father was a union officer at one time. Was he politically involved or dealing with politics?
Yes,
or
he was involved in politics. And, he used to campaign for people. He was president of the Glove Workers Union and also an officer in the Glove Workers, part of the Amalgamated Clothing Workers, and he was an officer in the International.
During the Depression, is that when the glove business went? Like everything else?
Yes. Yeah,
never recouped, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. About 1929. Okay. And Do you know anything, remember anything about your school friends, your teachers? Anyone have any impression? Or anyone determined your interest in physics?
Yeah, I could say I had a math teacher that influenced me, encouraged me.
Was that your influence towards physics that you feel that you wanted to further your interest in physics as a result of her?
Well, I knew I didn't want to stay in the golf business.
Uh-huh.
And I knew I'm going to get out one way or another, and I thought that the technical field was the way to go.
Had you had any contact with students other than your parents or family? Did you work during the summers or something?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what did you do? What did you do in the summers?
Well, okay, I used to deliver papers all year round, and in fact, I first started papers on the corner of Frankstown and Larimer Avenue. I used to sell papers when I was about 12. And I worked at the Jewish Community Center as an assistant janitor, and then I also worked there as a I used to teach, help the assistant in teaching swimming.
Was this when your first trip to Pittsburgh, or is this when you were going to Carnegie Tech?
No,
you indicated before that you came to Pittsburgh on one of your moves.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then you graduated high school in Gloversville.
Yeah, we went back to Gloversville, and I guess.
So you sold papers here in that stretch when you were here for a couple of years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you went back to Gloversville, and then in the summers at Gloversville or wherever.
Yeah. In Gloversville is where I worked in the Jewish Community Center.
Oh, I see. JCC.
No. And the summers I worked a couple summers in a food market. When I got out of high school, I worked for a year and a half before I came to Carnegie Tech for the waterworks. Digging ditches.
At Pittsburgh?
No, that's in Gloversville.
Sometimes that ditch digging gives you an idea that you'd like to do something different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It does. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like pointing out that I played football in Gloversville in high school, and then when I came to Carnegie Tech, I hitchhiked here, and I had $25 in my pocket, and I tried out for the football team. I got room and board and books.
How much was the tuition?
It was $310, something like that.
Semester.
Yeah.
That's something. That's something.
Now, there's a lot of technical things. There's engineering and there's chemistry and there's a lot of other technical fields. What was it that steered you towards physics?
I guess a physics course in Gloversville High School.
We always mechanical mind, work with the hands and tinker.
Yeah, but one thing does not have to do with the other physics and the other. Physics, you don't use your hands particularly.
Okay. You measure.
Yeah.
Yes, why? You ask why and how.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much? How many? Right. How far?
Right.
When you were growing up, do you remember anything about your health care, the medical care, your family physician, or the sickness or the diseases or what?
Well, I've been in, as a, when I was growing up, I was in pretty good health, all the time. And, we really didn't have much in the way of health care. When you don't have money, your health care is minimal.
That was a good time. How about your adolescence years? Did you have a car? Would you do the recreation? Did you have a girlfriend?
No, I didn't have a car. We had, I guess, most of our time spent with amongst the fellas in sports. Played basketball, football, two very, very close friends that I'm still close with. In fact, one just left here last night.
Were you associated mostly with the Jewish children?
Yes. Our social hangout was the Jewish Community Center, and associated with the Jewish girls as well.
Any of your friends remain in Gloversville?
Yes, this one that was here yesterday, still in Gloversville. The other close one is out in Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm. It's not very close.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Were you valedictorian, or what are all these honors? And everybody tell us something. Don't be humble. Let's get into it.
I got into something interesting when I went back for my 50th reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Another young man and I, a fellow by the name Maynard Dixon, they have a region, New York State has region exams, and they have a prize for winning the region exam in the northeastern section of New York. He and I got top grades, and his was a couple of tenths percent higher, and he was going to get the Regent Award, which was $100 a year for 4 years. And I thought he'd gotten it until last year when I went up there talking to him about it. He said, "Oh, he'd never taken it." I said, "What do you mean he'd never taken it?" He got an appointment to the Naval Academy, and there's no tuition there, and this was to go towards tuition. I said, "What happened?" He didn't know. And 50 years later,
it dissipated. Somebody got it.
Take it from us, that $1 million in interest. I can pursue that, huh? Isn't that nice? But congratulations. Yeah. What other awards were there in high school? Special recognition?
Nothing in particular. Mm-hmm. I had good grades. I wasn't top. We had good football teams. We won the regional 3 out of the 4 years that I played. And one of the friends of mine that's out in Portland, Oregon, he and I were the guards. They used to call us the Heat Twins.
When you came to Carnegie Mellon, your family was still in Gloversville.
Yes.
And then in the summers, as you were going to school, you went back to Gloversville?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And did you work there then?
Yes. One summer I went back to work for the waterworks digging ditches, And then a couple summers I worked up at Saratoga Springs as a night fireman in the United States Hotel.
Is that on the main drag?
Yes, United States Hotel was on the main drag. I think that's torn down there.
Now you're in the corner.
Where did you live when you were at Carnegie Mellon, or Carnegie Tech at that time?
I lived in Todd Up House. It was first on Fifth Avenue. And
did you belong to the fraternity?
Yeah.
Todd Dell.
What year was this, do you remember?
Let's see. Freshman year, I lived in the dorms. That was 37.
1937.
And
you had Goldberg was here at Pitt.
Yeah. We beat them in 1938, 20-10.
Nothing wrong with your memory.
Todd Delk, was that a Jewish fraternity?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to run the house and also wait on tables. So. And I also I worked in the library. They had the NYA program, National Youth Administration program. I worked several hours a week there at the library in Oakland.
Yeah, what awards and things did you get at college?
Some awards.
Prizes. See one here, she's outstanding senior.
Is that an outstanding senior?
It says here,
I don't remember.
Arthur Nelkin is in shows he's outstanding senior in this little.
Oh, that was probably from the fraternity.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I won a ping pong championship.
Good. I settled.
Can you play football?
Yes, for 2 years I played football.
And all the time your primary interest was physics.
Mm-hmm.
Each summer you went back to Gloversville to your family. And then what kept you in Pittsburgh? Did you stay in Pittsburgh after graduation?
I married. Well, no, I didn't. When I graduated, I went to. I first worked with Bureau of Mines.
In Pittsburgh.
Yeah, for a few months, and then I got a. Job with as a contract employee with the Navy, U.S. Navy, and I ran a deperming and degaussing station.
Deperming?
Deperming.
P-E-R-M.
P-E-R-M-I-N-G. And degaussing station.
What does that do?
Norfolk Navy Yard. That takes the magnetism out of ships to make them less vulnerable to magnetic mines.
I see.
And so I was in the Norfolk Craddock area
during the war.
And meantime, we, Irene and I have been.
Wait a minute, that's how you met her. Let's get into that. How you met Irene. Or is that a good place to stop? We're about done? 32 minutes.
Wait,
we're going to switch. Wait, we'll hold on for the meeting then.
I think this is. We're going to turn over the tape.
That's right, we're going to turn. You want to listen?